have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yeah, yeah. is for men, this is Ali.
Ali.
This is for men, cause it's God breathed. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, hope you hear it. Things look clearer when you look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
Walking down the valley cause he led me. Fed me from the pages with the red ink. Translated for my boys with the rock ready. Heat under the seat inside the box Chevy. Listen man, I was asleep, I was dead. Been transformed, I'm a sheep, now I'm led. Away from the edge, gotta do what it said. You're not tuned in to the bed. I got soul. He gave me so much soul. Now back to the message. Let's take it way back to my mama's Lexus. In 96, I let it knock just for the beat. It was a beast, tan brown with butter seat.
I'm far from my hermit, drive with just a permit.
15 and swerving, all I got to learn is a little big and pop. They would teach. I played Marvin Gaye through the Maywood Street. What's going on is not a secret of mine. The good Lord said if you seek, you would find. Fast 4 years, I'm the preacher in line. With rhymes that can speak to the time.
I got soul. He gave me so much soul. He gave me too much soul.
I'm just a king with a dream. So I sing on the Lord, I'm a lame soul.
Yeah. Yes, 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 indeed. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I am so glad to have you here. Wow, it has been quite the week. But we're back again. We made it through another week. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. I say it quite often. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or that time I said, you know what, this is the last time. Or was it that first time that I said it was the last time? But anyway, I really did miss you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Now, I must read you the disclaimer. It simply states, hey, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you because you need help. Y'all messed up. Y'all crazy. Y'all got no sense. At least no good sense. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you. Why? Because I help people. I'm a giver. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank and recognize Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I use to help so many people and touch so many lives in a positive way. Now, let's get right into it. This first segment is, whose child is that? Now, school is starting back. And I know there's a lot of parents out there that are completely relieved because they know you're tired of your kids. Don't lie and say you ain't. Of course you're tired of your kids. Why? Because they're your kids and you know how bad they are. But school has started. And you're happy to send them off and let somebody else deal with them for 6 to 8 hours on the day. Now, I can understand you want to make a great impression for the first day of school for your child. Hey, who doesn't? But now some of y'all are doing too much. Some of you parents are doing too much with your child on the first day of school. And this edition of Whose Child Is That? We're going to focus on the first day back to school. All right? Now, this could be your child. Could be a family member's child. Could be a friend's child, co-worker's child. Could be a stranger in the streets child. Could be a person you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful yet hot summer day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people who actually they have children who are just, you know, they're doing too much. It's not right. Turn it down a notch, all right? If you don't recognize any of these and any of the children you know, that's because all of them are wrapped into one child, yours, and you're a horrible parent. Whose child is that? Number one, whose child is that? First day of school. Your 8-year-old son is wearing a 3-piece suit. You know it's too hot for that. They're going to mess around and have a heat stroke. They're going to get a, they're going to get burned up. Matter of fact, they're going to fry in their own clothes. Come on now, you're doing too much. Who are you trying to impress? It's school. There ain't no doggone job it'll be. Whose child is that? 7-year-old daughter wearing an evening gown. See, that's what. Whose child is that? 4-year-old daughter wearing makeup. Stop it. Who are you sending her to school to be? Who are you sending her to school? Now, look, she got to get an education out of her. Whose child is that? 8-year-old son with $400 in ones. Come about, go ahead and make it rain on your teacher. What if it's a male teacher? Ooh. Whose child is that? 14-year-old daughter with a different outfit for every class. Come on now. You're not going to be going through no wardrobe change after every period. Don't make no doggone sense. Quit doing that. It's stupid. Whose child is that? 11-year-old daughter wearing 4-inch heels. Come on now. She's going to break her ankles. She's 11 years old. That, you know what? The heels is almost tall as her. Whose child is that? 9-year-old. Don't want to ride the bus, so you're going to Uber him to school every day. If you ain't about ignorant, you're going to be broke before the month's up. Whose child is that? 5-year-old daughter wearing color contacts. Whose child is that? 3-year-old daughter going to daycare wearing a full-length fur coat. So what? Just stop it, y'all. Y'all really doing too much because, you know what, I understand. The first day of school, I was excited. You know, you get to wear your new outfits and show off. But come on, y'all. Don't do that. It's too much. Now, again, I'm not here to do anything but help people because that's what I do. I'm a helper. Now, this next segment, it's a new segment that I'm introducing to you, and it's called What's in a Name? What's in a Name? You know what? Because a lot of these parents are naming these children just anything. First thing come to mind. Second thing come to mind. First thing they see. It don't make no doggone sense. What you don't understand, parents, is that's just stupid. And it's reckless because that child gets to live with that name for the rest of their life until they can make enough money and get it legally changed. But still, until they can do that, they always going to be remembered for that terrible name you gave them. Now, these are just some examples of some terrible names. Now, let me tell you something. You might have a real terrible name.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a family member with a terrible name, or a friend, a coworker, stranger in the street. So when you see at the local grocery store, at the bank, somebody pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful hot summer day. I believe it's our duty to point out to people, hey, your mom and daddy did you wrong for giving you that pathetic, that stupid, that ridiculous name. Now, if you don't recognize none of these names and anybody you know, that's because you know what? You're ashamed to admit it. You got an ugly, disgusting, terrible, ignorant name. What's in the name? Number one, this name right here, y'all. Oh, I want you to meet my daughter, Fishnetta. Fishnetta. Really? That's what she got to put on the license when she started driving. Her government name is Fishnetta. Oh, my God. What about this one right here? This one right here. This has got to be family inspired. I would like for you to meet my little girl. Oh, she's cute. Yeah. What's her name? Oh, that's my little gonorrhea. What's that? She got the name of the disease, but you the one sick. What's in the name? Number three. Oh, my gosh. Boy, I'll tell you what, they stretched out on this one right here and used their imagination. Number three, what's in the name? Hemorrhoidia. Hemorrhoidia. I guess if it was a boy, it'd just be plain old hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoidia. Okay. What's in the name? Number four. Come on, yeah. Wait a minute. That That's controversial right there. Come on, you. Okay, let's move on. Number five, what's her name? Diarrhea. You know what? If you name your child diarrhea, you ain't about... Number six. Herpes. Herpes? And you know what? Now, let's see you wear that on your name badge all day. What's in the name? Pubica. Wait a minute. Pubica. Black folk style. What's in the name, number eight? Gingivitis. Now, you know what? You're just asking for your child to forever have just nasty, bad, stank breath. Gingivitis. This one right here. What's in the name, number nine? Halitosis. That is nowhere near Halle Berry. And finally, what's in the name? This one right here, boy. Pap smearer. Pap smearer. You know what? You got a daughter named Pap smearer. You ought to be shaming yourself. Oh, okay. You might need to be slapping your pap. Anyway. Again, I don't want to hurt nobody. I just want to help people because that's kind of what I do. I like to help people. Moving right along. Again, the only reason I'm doing this is because I care about folks. People don't understand that that's the only reason I do what I do. Now, this next segment is a segment that's, well, it's all the moms out there and the moms with their words of wisdom. Because I tell you one thing. Your mom's going to look out for you, and she's going to give you some words of wisdom, some inspiring words, some great advice, okay? So this is Mama Said It, because I know we all remember what Mama said, okay? Mama said, and I tell you what, whatever Mama said, that's what it was. There was no arguing. There was no disagreeing. There was no back talk, no back lip. Mama said it, and that's so. Number one, Mama said it. When it comes to bullies, don't let nobody hit you. That's what Mama said. And get your lick back if they do. That's what Mama said. Number two, Mama said, when it comes to bill collectors, she not home. That's what Mama said. When it comes to bill collectors, Mama said, she not home. Number three, Mama said, my wife, Mama said, she like my ex more. That's just what Mama said. That's I can't do nothing about it. I can't make her like her, but that's just what my Mama said. Number four, Mama said, my teacher. When my teacher said that I was having problems in school and she didn't know why I was having such a problem catching on to the work and understanding what was being taught, my Mama said this, I get my dumb from my daddy's side of the family. That's what she said. That's what she said. She said, I get my dumb from my daddy's side of the family. That's what Mama said. And she said, and she meant it. Finally, number five, Mama said this. When it comes to the police, this is what Mama said. I will never forget this, okay? I'll never forget. My Mama told the police this to their face outside of the house. They had put me in the car. Just what Mama said. She said, just remember, if y'all take him to jail, y'all better bring him home when he get out, because I ain't got no gas. That's what Mama said. She meant it too, and she did. She really did. That's just what Mama said. I'm telling y'all, I feel good about helping y'all tonight. Why? Because it's a good thing to help y'all. Now, this next segment is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. This is the Out of Order, and I tell you what, Out of Order has got so many people, and I'm so happy to say that I've been a huge part of that with this Out of Order, because a lot of people don't know they out of order, y'all. They live in file, and ain't no straight in them, okay? They crooked, and ain't no right away in them. But I love to point out to the fact that they're out of order so I can help them do what? Get in order. Now, you could be out of order. Sure could. Could be a family member that's out of order. Could be a friend or a coworker. Could be a stranger in the street. someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, hot, sunny day. Ooh, Lord knows it's hot. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, you know what, you're doing something that's out of order. You're living an out of order lifestyle. Get that thing right so you can do what? Get back in order. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you. And you are living totally out of order. Number one, if this is you, you're out of order. Your hair's so nappy, you got to have a prescription comb just to comb it. This is you, you're out of order. If you're so weak, you can't even lift your own spirit. See, that's a weak person. If this is you, you're out of order. Talking about you can fight, but you can't even beat around the bush. You're out of order. If this is you, you're out of order. If you're so lazy and out of shape that you don't even exercise at all. Matter of fact, you're so out of shape, you can't run a field. Come on. You out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If you go to church on Communion Sunday for the free lunch, you out of order. If this is you, you out of order. You always busy, or at least you claim you're always busy because you ain't even got free time. Wait a minute. The time is free. How come you can't have it? If this is you, you out of order. Women wearing tight clothes and the butt in the front is bigger than the butt in the back. You out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If your idea of saying no to drugs is refusing to pass the weed around, yeah, you out of order. If this is you, you're out of order. If you got $5,000 worth of rims on your car but can't drive because you got a boot on your car, you're out of order. If this is you, you're out of order. If you were there with R. Kelly peed on that little girl, but you didn't do nothing because you claim you know what it feels like when you got to go real bad, you're out of order, and you're disgusting. And you ought to be in jail with it. That's just terrible. You should know what it feels like when you got to go real bad. Look here, if this is you, you're out of order. Black people, y'all trying to save money and buying a used casket for your deceased relative. And then you walk by the casket and Uncle Leroy in there sideways because he don't really fit in the casket the right way. Come on now. You out of order. Why don't you just put your money together? Do something. I don't care if you have to take a personal loan. Get your Uncle Leroy the right kind of casket, so he can lay there and be dead and at least be comfortable. If this is you, you're out of order. If you're so ugly that you're scared to go to the zoo because you don't want to frighten the animals, you know what? If this is you, you're out of order. Lord Jesus. You're so black your shadow can't find you. Lord Jesus, that's just okay. If this is you, you showed up out of order. If you so broke, they pull your credit so bad, they pull your credit report, and you owe yourself money on there. You showing up out of order. Come on, come on. You can't be one of your own creditors. That's horrible. Now let me tell you, this next segment is people laugh for no reason, and this segment I know you guys can relate to, because y'all have, I'm pretty sure everybody has run across or know somebody that lied for no reason. They ain't got no business to lie. They ain't got no reason to lie. They just lie to lie. People lie for no reason, number one. Police told me my license was suspended. I said, that's a lie. No, they not. They right here in my hand. Come on, man. Come on. Policemen just lied to my face for no reason. About my license suspended, and I'm holding it right here in my hand. Get out of here. People laugh for no reason. Talking about, it takes a village to raise a child, but you take a bat and beat a Negro up. See, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look here. People lie for no reason. Your mother tell you to look up to your father, and you should look up to him. But how's that possible when he's shorter than you? See, people lie for no reason. I'm not supposed to look up to my father. Why? Because he's shorter than me. It's impossible. Let me ask you a question, y'all. And these are just random questions. Why, when you lend black people money, they tell you they're going to pay you back, but get mad when you remind them? Let me ask you a question. If you got scared of the dark, that don't mean you brave. Don't that mean you just used to having your lights cut off? Let me ask you a question. Why you always got that one person at the family reunion talking about, oh, man, third cousins don't count, do it? Let me ask you a question. Why kids in the ghetto can do all the latest dances? They can. But they can't read the words to none of the songs. Come on. Let me ask you a question. Why some parents in the ghetto whip their kids for not stealing enough? Let me ask you a question. Why people in church ask everybody to help them sing a song they just made up? Let me ask you a question. Why, when white people, family dog gets sick, they take it to the veterinarian? Okay? Why, when black people dog gets sick, they take it to the middle of nowhere and just drop it up? Let me ask you a question. Why Dionne Ward, I remember she said she was a psychic, but she had to go to the doctors to find out what was wrong with her. So I don't understand that. Let me ask you a question. If you ask a woman, can you drink a bath water, and she tell you she only takes showers, then what? Let me ask you a question. Why white babies here so big? Let me ask you a question. If you know O.J. did it, why you buy a free O.J. t-shirt? Let me ask you a question. Why old black women keep their money in their bra? What do they call that? Fort Knockers? Let me ask you a question. If Dr. Conrad killed Michael Jackson, why did they find bubbles in Mexico with his checkbook and a bushel of bananas? Let me ask you a question. Why some women paint their eyebrows too high and it looks like their hairline is coming apart? Let me ask you a question. Why they call us colored? And white people, they pale white, they turn red when they get mad, and green when they get sick. Let me ask you a question. Why Mexicans run for the border but walk to soap and water? Squirt that down. That was uncalled for. Finally, let me ask you a question. If Jesus turned the water into wine, did that mean that there was no more swimming in the pool? Or was he allowing people to drink and drown? Because you know he'd save them. I'm just telling you. I'm just asking questions. That's all I'm doing. Finally, we come to the church announcements. And I do invite you all to join us as we get our worship and praise on. Join us as we give God some good God Almighty glory. For we are the church of Jesus Take the Wheel. I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. Now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do church announcements is because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the church, that everyone's on the same page, on one accord, that the body is forever unified, and there's no saint left behind. I like to do church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person, sanctuary service or did not have access to the internet, so they're unable to watch us as we stream. For the sick that did it, that shut it up in. Also, like to do an announcement for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary service or may have been watching as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, honestly, they were busy worrying about stuff they had no business worrying about and gossiping and whispering about stuff they had no business gossiping and whispering about. First of all, let me tell you this. So what if me and the first lady got arrested for public intoxication? Let me tell you something. Yeah, we were drinking. and we were doing other stuff. But they didn't tell you what other stuff we were doing. And we was enjoying ourselves doing it. Sure would, because she my wife, and I'm her husband. And I tell you what, the marriage bed is undefiled. That's scripture. Now, we weren't in the bed, but we was in the back seat of my 78 Cutlass, and it's soft like a bed. And so it's undefiled. Anyway, we was out in less than 24 hours because we posted bail with the church's money. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh at that. Anyway, now for number one. Brother Darnell, ain't nobody getting ready to call you Brother Delicious D. I don't care if you change that on your government issued ID. Ain't nobody finna call you Delicious D. Ain't gonna happen. The devil is lying. Sister Harris, please stop coming to church. Please, I'm telling you, please stop coming to church without wearing deodorant, okay? Because it's hard for me in the church to stand beside you or around you when you giving God praise, okay? When you lifting your hands up, because when you lift your hands, unfortunately, your armpits is exposed, and there's a demon in your shirt. Deacon Russ, let me tell you, sir, okay? You better quit sending my wife get well cards. She ain't even sick. You just looking for a reason to talk to her and communicate with her. Quit sending her get well cards. Ain't nothing wrong with my wife. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to return them cards to sender, but I'm going to return them with that. Finally, we come to the part of the announcements I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the building fund total. As you know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything. Humor, horror, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, are you serious? This is what the building fund total is. The building fund has raised, and I quote, next to nothing, but right beside a little bit of something. Well, Lord, 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 that's it. I thank you for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Now, like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask that all is about and all eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously. Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? That other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Yeah, you better take that in that room over there. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom. And we will forever be mindful to give you the honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you, amen and amen. Now you all have a great rest of your night. Tomorrow, on a good note, with a little praise and happiness in your heart. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next week. More Nuts with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to need a little bite to eat. Put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. And remember, if don't nobody else love you, I kind of like you a little bit. You guys take care. I miss you already.
Blood Brothers. The Jewel. David Benton. Beyond a fist in a building. This is what y'all want? Yeah. You gon' get it. It don't bother me, no. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, run, no. It don't bother me, run, no. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, run, no. It don't bother me, run, no. I ain't worried about it. 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 Years in the bed and people let me for dead. Hit the weight, smiling red, cause I'm a thoroughbred. Every
said I kept. You slept on me, the government stepped on me, my homies just left on me. Nobody but mama died, daddy stressed, kids too. You would know what I've been through if you did a bit too. You think that you know me, cool, you went through the same school. Showing you chain gang and became a dang fool. I ain't cool, but still I don't blame you. I'm not the same dude. I'm winning, he can't lose. Never be gangster or thug, but I did pop a slug when I was selling drugs in the slum. On the east side of Knoxville, homies they got killed. Just because I'm not a killer don't mean that I'm not real. God told me my purpose, I was nervous and got chills. Survivor, striving, that's why I'm not bothered.
It don't bother me, it don't bother me, faking hoes. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, hatin' on. It don't bother me, faking on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 I ain't worried about it.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters for haters.
I trade haters for haters.
They hated the haters. You ain't getting no favors. See you later, say haters. Yes, I'm a soul taker. Yeshua, come save us. Y'all haters keep talking and talking and talking. More talking ain't gonna do nothing. You just keep on walking and walking. More talking ain't dying for no sparking. Can't roll with the chosen, so you should go pocket. Oh, you really ain't about it. You just like the music. Get up out of the way, let the jewel go on and doze it. This ain't a dream, I was put on a scene, feel a steam with this mic in my hand. You think you can judge me, this clay, this vessel, got soldier, this man? I stand on the rock and it's heavy and steady, that's right that I stand. I'm telling you fam, I ain't choosing to do this, so this all I got planned. No, I don't care what you talking about, low-key capping what it be about. I hear the devil coming out your mind like
no, no.
Nah, we don't play cause we're from the side. Too blessed to be strapped, we don't even care what you talking about.
It don't bother me,
hatin'
on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, hatin' on. It don't bother me, hatin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it.
Blood Brothers, the Jewel, David Benton, Beyond a Fist in a building. This is what y'all want?
Yeah.
You gon' get it.